Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Across every single industry and every single community, working people are certainly the heart and soul of our nation. And when the workers stand united, nothing can stop us.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh has long been a champion of the American union worker. He'll return to his union roots next month to lead the National Hockey League Players Association. Walsh was charged with helping President Joe Biden create the most pro-union presidency in history by frequently meeting with unions, including striking workers, and played a key role in helping avert a national rail strike last year. A January 2021 phone call between then-President Donald Trump and election officials in Georgia encouraging them to find votes set off a two-year investigation.
So what are we going to do here, folks? I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Now a special grand jury convened in the investigation says one or more witnesses may have committed perjury and encourages local prosecutors to seek indictments. Key details on who may have lied were not revealed in the grand jury's report, although Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Georgia's top election officials did testify. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and other Democratic state attorneys general are urging CVS and Walgreens to continue with plans to offer abortion medications in retail pharmacies despite threats of legal retaliation from GOP-led states.
The Dobbs decision left millions of Americans defenseless against an onslaught of draconian state and federal regulations.
20 Republican state attorneys general have warned the retail pharmacies that plans to distribute abortion pills through the mail are both unsafe and illegal. President Biden has signed an executive order mandating the federal government do more to address racial inequality.
We have an obligation to make sure all people are safe. Public safety depends on public trust, as all of us know. But too often that trust is violated.
At his recent State of the Union address, Biden welcomed the parents of Tyree Nichols, the black man killed by five police officers in Memphis last month. Biden says agencies will now conduct annual reviews of their equity action plans and work to better engage with communities facing systemic racism.
As we act, let us not become the evil that we deplore.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee stood alone in casting a vote against giving then-President George W. Bush a blank check to wage war following the 9/11 attacks. Now Lee joins a growing field of politicians hoping to replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein when she retires in 2024. Lee says the Senate is sorely lacking the presence of people of color, black women in particular. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.